2018 was the second warmest year for Bethel in nearly 100 years of record keeping. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Christy Schallenberger talked with Alaska climate scientist Rick Toman about what that means for Bethel.
Bethel is no stranger to a warming climate, especially in the last 5 years. That's according to Rick Toman, a climate scientist in Alaska.
The big story here, so this is the fifth year in a row with the average temperature for the calendar year above freezing at Bethel. And there's never been a five-year period with the average temperature above freezing in the past century until now.
Those changes are hitting home in a lot of ways. Bethel's signature sled dog race, the Kuskokwim 300, had to redo its traditional route at the last minute last year. And the Kuskokwim River is taking longer to freeze, so more residents in remote Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta communities have to travel by air instead. And that is expensive.
You know, it's not frozen up enough for safe travel, but it's not really good for boating yet anymore. Is that length of time, that transition season, is that increasing over time in these warmer years? I think that's an underappreciated aspect of this warming in Southwest Alaska.
And then, of course, the fragile tundra is eroding faster. That is forcing many villages to consider relocation as the impacts hit closer to home. For instance, it could take a few big storms to wash Napakiak School out into the river. And the coastal village of Newtok is gearing up to build more infrastructure at its new site in the spring. And here are some more long-term consequences.
You know, it's going to mean the increasing greening of the tundra with shrubs growing taller, over, you know, very long term, you know, couple to three generations. Trees will continue to spread westward. Traditional, you know, for instance, berry picking areas. And I think this is already, well, I've read this has already been reported that areas that were good burying in the past are now getting overgrown with shrubs.
Even though temperatures may fluctuate month to month, Toman reiterates that for Bethel and many other Alaska communities, this trend of warmer winters is not going away. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Bethel.